We are continuing our study of the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim of Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, Moreinu Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And we'd like to discuss the Hasidic influences on the Svarim Nefesh HaChaim and Ruach Chaim on Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So a beautiful article, one of the great authors and thinkers and explicators of the of Hasidus, a Rabbi Nachum Greenwald, who writes in the Heichal HaBesht, which is a publication expanding upon Hasidic ideas and history. A lot of fascinating articles, highly recommended. So here's an article about the Nefesh HaChaim and Hasidus. The shir should be a special schus for Yedidei Nafshi, Rav Yitzchak ben Esther, Yosef Ezer ben Esther, them and their whole families should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. The Sefer Nefesh HaChaim is one of the most chashuv svarim in Jewish thought. In a certain sense, the Sefer is the Torah shebichsav of the Litvisha Hashkafa, the Misnagdisha Hashkafa of Judaism. It was written by Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the great Talmud of the Gra, the founder of the Volozhiner Yeshiva, as a Musar Sefer, as a Machshava Sefer, for the Misnagdim, for the Litaim, today they call them in modern Hebrew, Litaim. I was once on the airplane a number of years back. I was sitting next to a chush of a younger man, and I asked him, like, what group are you part of? He said, Ani Litai, I'm Lithuanian, which was a little bit funny because he was a Sephardi man, and he'd never actually been in Lithuania. But if you study in regular Litvish yeshivas, if you study in Panovich, you study in Chevron, you study in all the well-known Litvish yeshivas, so they call themselves Litaim. Anyway, so this is the Sefer Musar v'Hagut l'Machaneh HaLitait, and this really tries to pave the way for a person's Avodas Hashem. What should you focus on? Should you focus on Torah, Tefillah, Dveikus? So, this is well known. Rav Dr. Nachum Lamb, Zichrono Levracha, I was zochet to daven with for many years. He lived across the street from me, so we had a Friday night minyan in my apartment. He would daven with us. And also in the famed Gordon Shul, I don't know how famous it is, but famous for those who lived on the Upper West Side nearby back in the 70s. He would daven there also. 73rd between, I think it was 73rd or 74th between Central Park and Columbus. Anyway, so Rabbi Lamb wrote his doctorate on Torah Lishma, on the Nefesh HaChaim. Definitely a worthwhile read. And even a superficial reading of the Sefer proves that it is a response to the Hasidic movement, and it is a polemic against Hasidus. Moreover, as already been proven, Rav Chaim himself quotes ideas and passages from Sifrei Hasidus and negates those ideas. There's an article by Rav Katz, Aleph Mem Katz, called B'Mesila Ola Beit Kel in the Nachalas Tzvi Journal. It comes out of B'nai Brak in the 15th volume, page 136, where he brings four quotes, kimad verbatim, from the Sefer Yosher Divrei Emes of Rav Chaivush Mizabaraz, from the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. And the Nefesh HaChaim negates the words of the Chassid. However, as many people have noted, but haven't proven, but speculated, the Sefer of Rav Chaim is not merely a polemic against Hasidus, because the Hasidus also impacted and influenced Rav Chaim Volozhiner. The There's an article of the Lubavitcher, there's a letter of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which is published in the Likutei Sichas in the 15th volume on page 470. He writes, "Ubachal Nerushara, Rabbi Chaimi Velashin Sifrei Chabad, or Prat Sefer Tanya V'Nishba Mehem, Av She'ini Odeza Bochachos Gemuros." So it seems pretty clear. It seems that Rav Chaim saw Sifrei Chasidus, he saw Tanya, and he was influenced by them. But I don't have absolute proofs. In the Sefer Torah Shlema, in the ninth krach of Shmos, in the Miluim on page 249, writes Rav Kasher Zichron Levracha, if you learn Shaar Gimel of the Nefesh HaChaim, you'll see very clearly that he read Tanya, v'kibel shitaso kim'at b'chol ha'pratim, and he was makabel, but what Reb Chaim said, what the Tanya said, in all details, and sometimes they even have the same lashonos, which is pretty incredible. So does that mean that Reb Chaim wasn't a misnaget? If I die, he was definitely a misnaget. And there is criticism of Chasidus, which he felt was going off the path of the beaten path of Torah Judaism. On the other hand, he's quoting from Chasidus Shesvar, and he's learning Chasidus, and he's agreeing with Chasidus. So which one is it? So, it could very well be, suggests Rav Greenwald, that we have to distinguish between hitnagdut ra'ayonit and hitnagdut ma'asit. So Rav Chaim was makabel that the ideas of Chasidus are kosher, as hopefully we're going to see. But as a movement, Rav Chaim was opposed to the movement. Rav Chaim was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. But the same fire that the Vilna Gaon put Chassidim into Chayrim, that we don't see by Reb Chaim. A fundamental example of this is the sugi of Tzimtzum and Achdus Hashem, as was explained in the Heichal HaBesht in the fourth Gilyon on page 39 and page 45. Rav Chaim actually agrees, there's a big machlokas, exactly what Tzimtzum is, Hashem contracting himself. Rav Chaim accepts the Hasidic interpretation that Tzimtzum is not Kipshuto, that it wasn't Kipshuto that God contracted himself to make room for the world. And Rav Chaim agrees with Chasidus in the Sugi of Achdus Hashem and Einon Milvado. So we can't say that Reb Chaim was an absolute misnaget, that he was misnaget on all levels. Practically speaking, he, as a movement, he thought people should not be Hasidic. But the ideas of Hasidus, in many cases, he agreed. Not only that, Reb Chaim didn't sign on the Cheirim. What, Reb Chaim wasn't against Hasidus? So where was his signature? So, however you explain it, Rav Chaim was not as opposed to Chasidus as many others, and even agreed with them on many accounts. And it could be that that's the reason that he refused to sign on the Cheirim. The Gra writes in his famous letter from the 11th of Tishrei in the year Tuf Kuf Nun Zayin. So Tuf Shin Nun Zayin was 1997. So Tuf Kuf Nun Zayin would be 1797. And there he writes that Chasidim are megala panim b'torah shelo kahalacha, and they taina that Eile Elohecha Yisrael kol eitz ve'even. In other words, they think that melo kol aretz kevodo, God's glory fills the earth. That means that if you have a table, the table is God. Chas v'shalom. So the Gruff felt that their ideas were puzzle, were treif. Dor maramu's maramu anyo umilin litzadi lo yimalalu eile lohecha Yisrael, according to the Lashon of the Gra. Eile lohecha Yisrael kol eitz ve'even umegalim ponim b'tara shaloka halacha b'pasik baruch kavod Hashem imekomo u'pasik v'atam achayes kulam hoi ala roim haroim shebehem shebadu meliba mishpat chadash v'ufan chadash. They're teaching this new teaching that God is everything. But Reb Chaim, his understanding of Achdus Hashem was the same as Chassidus. And his Vata Machayas Kulam was the same as Chassidus. As hopefully we'll see, if not in this year, hopefully in the future. There's a lot to talk about. Reb Chaim writes in the Nefesh HaChaim, V'gam kama me'osan asher kirvas elokim yachpatsun heim abachu la'atzma l'kvo eke limudim b'sifrei ayira musar kol ayomim. So he writes about those people who they want to be close to God, so all day long they're learning musar. And Chaim says, no, you can't just learn musar, you can't just learn sifrei ayira, you also have to learn gemara, you have to learn halacha. So what we're going to try to do is we're going to see parallels between the two Sfarim. Says Rabbeinu Chaim in the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph Perek Beis. Aval hu yisbarach shemo, kamo be'ez bria sa olamos kulam baram v'imtziam hu yisbarach yesh mayim b'kocho abilti tachlis. But Hashem, like at the time of the creation of the worlds, He created them from nothing to something with His infinite power. Kain me'az kol yom v'kol rega mamish, every moment, kol koch mitziyusam v'sidram v'kiyumam tolei rak b'mashu yizbarach shemo mashpia b'em kiritzona yizbarach kol rega koach v'shifas or chodosh v'ilo yizbarach mesalik me'em koach hashbos v'af rega achatz kerega hayukulam l'afetz v'so. Every moment, every second of every day, God is giving the world life. Otherwise, we would cease to exist. That's Reb Chaim. Says the Tanya in the Shar Yichud V'Emun in the first parakel, Pirish Habesht, Ki Dvarcha Shamarti Yirakiya B'socha Ha'imayim, Nitzavim V'omdim L'olam B'socha Rakiya Shamayim U'Lubashos L'olam L'achiyosam, V'dvarav Chayim V'kayomim L'ad, Kilu Hayu Osas Mestalkos Karega Chas V'Shalom Mechozes L'Makor Me'akol Ha'Shamayim Ayin V'Efes Mamish, Ilu Hayu Mestalkos Menu Karega Chas V'Shalom Ha'Osios Me'asar Ma'amars Ha'iso Chazeres L'Ayin V'Efes Mamish. So the Baal Shem Tov says, quotes the Baal HaTanya, the same idea that if for one moment, similar lashon, if for one moment Hashem would stop giving life to the world, if the osios of the asara ma'amaris of the 10 utterances would cease to exist, the world would go back to nothingness. Idea number two, Zos Torah Adam, says Reb Chaim in the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph Perek Dalet in a footnote. Zos Torah Sodom Kolish Misrael Al Yomar Belibo Chas V'Shalom Kimani Makochi Lefol B'Masa Eshfalim Omnam Yovin V'Yeda V'Yikba Belibo Shekol Pirtei Masa Masa V'Lo Is Avidu Chas V'Shalom Arbu Masa V'Mod Gadu V'Romo Shekol Achas Oile K'Fishar Shalifol Pulasa B'Gavei Meromim B'Olamas V'Tzach Tzuchos Aros El Yonim V'Karov L'Shmo Shegam Zeh B'Chlal Kavanosim Bobas Dala Malamim Chal Ratzaloymar Im Kein Charo B'Einecha Einayim Ne'enyanim Ne'orayim Manasim Ma'asecha V'Al Teida Ne'emona Ki kol ma shenase lemala b'olam esalyon and gavoa gavoim akol mimcha hu al pi ma'asecha lanotim al pi em yetzu v'yavo. Says Reb Chaim, you should know that whatever you don't think that your actions, your words, your feelings have no power, it's not true. Everything you do has a tremendous impact on the higher worlds. Dala mala mimcha, it says in Avos, literally it means know what's above you. But Reb Chaim interprets it to mean that even though you don't see it, You should know that everything that's done above is from you. Da mala mala, you know what's above? From you, mimcha. In the Tzavos HaRivosh, the Tzavos of the Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, in Siman Kuf Mem Beis, he writes, Da mala mala mimcha, perish da, shekol ma shelamala hakol mimcha. You should know that everything that's above, it's from you. So again, you see this parallel between the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov and the Torah of Reb Chaim V'Lajiner. And the Sefer told us the manifesto of Chassidus, told us Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Ekev. We find, Kamo Sheshamati Mimori, the Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Mipolanya, the author of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, was a shtark misnaget. Woo! And then he turned around, Hipuch Ela Hipuch, and he became the prize Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. And he was a gaon, he was a rav, told the Yaakov Yosef. But he went the whole nine yards. He bought into the whole thing. He was a very, very strong chassid afterwards. So he writes in Parashas Ekev, quoting his rabbi, the Baal Shem Tov, Sherov avsanuso shel adam gorim shenisrachik miavoides Hashem shemitzat shefluso eino mamin ki adam gorim alidei tfilosu v'taraso shefel kol olamos. You should know, you don't think you're so low. Even the malachim get bounty from your Torah, from your tefillah. And if you would believe in this, you'd have such simcha and such yira when you're serving Hashem. Because you're a sula mutzav artsav rosho magia shemaima. We're down here, but we're affecting and impacting all of the higher worlds. Da mala mala mimcha. Know that whatever happens is from you. So Nachamal, you see a parallel, an absolute parallel between the words of the Nefesh HaChaim and the words of the Baal Shem Tov. Example number 3, Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, Perakei, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevel Nachalasu Shikro Koshi Benatul Amayla Chelek Havoya Mamish Kiviyochum Mishtal Shil Kechevel Adbo Laguf V'chol Masav Magia Loiru Shor Shor Elyon Kinyin HaChevel Shiminanea Katzeo HaTachton Mesor Mesnoea Gan Rosh Katzeo HaElyon. It's like we're a rope. The portion of God is his nation. Yaakov is the rope of his inheritance. We're like a rope. What we're doing down here is mashpi up there. We're like tied. If you shake the bottom of the rope, then the top of the rope is also going to shake. But he says that in the pasuk of Kichelek Yaakov Hashem Amo, Yaakov Chevel Na, Kichelek Hashem Amo, Yaakov Chevel Na Chalasa, which is in Deuteronomy in chapter 32, verse 9. Says the Baal HaTanya in the Igeres HaTshuva, in the 6th chapter, Hine Yaakov Chevel Nachaloso Ksiv Kemo Achevel. In other words, normally Chevel is a portion, but he interprets, Rabbi Chaim interprets Chevel as a rope, and so does the Baal HaTanya. Kemo Achevel Sherosho Echod Lemaila Verosho Hasheni Lemata Yimshoch Odom Berosho Hasheni Yenanea V'Yamshich Acharav Yimoshech Acharav Gam Rosho Arishin Kemo Shef Shalom Limosh Kam Shef Shalom Limoshech. Same idea with the rope. Just like you're moving the rope down there, down here, it's being moved up there. And says the Toldos in Parashas Kedoshim, Ikra Dveikus Mitzad Nishmasu Shi Yaakov Chevel Nachaloso Shadei Anasham HaKedoshim Ikra Chevel Yishlo Kishro V'chibur Lalos B'malos HaRamos. Dveikus is because we have our Neshama, which is Yaakov Chevel Nachaloso, through our Neshama, which is called the Chevel, we are connected above. Yaakov, again, same idea of Yaakov Chevel. He doesn't say that he doesn't call it a rope, but he says the Neshama Kedosh is called a Chevel. And through this, we're connected. How are we connected? Through this rope to the upper worlds. Fourth example, Nefesh HaChaim. In Shar Aleph, in the 6th chapter, in a footnote, Kodem Achid Loya Kol Oz Rak Mikol Olamos V'Kochas HaKedush Levad V'Lo Mikochas HaRa. Before sin, there was no evil in man. But after the sin, all of the kochos hara were mixed into man. And there's this bigger buvia. Sometimes you're good, sometimes you're bad. It's a gemishich, it's a mixture, mixed with good and with bad. That's what happened after the sin. And if you look in the Sefer Torah Or of the Baal HaTanya, Baal HaTanya wrote, we know Tanya, he wrote the Kutei Torah, and he wrote Torah Or. In Bereishis chapter 5, verse 3, he writes, by Bechina Seitz Hadas Tov Arayinu, Bechinas Taroivis Tovim Arash, Arayonig Me'atov, Umetov Me'arav, Uyil Achodim. He says that before the sin, they were separate, but after the sin of the Eitz Hadas, we were mixed. Tov and Ra together. Sometimes this is Gover, something you can look at his Lashon. Sometimes this is Gover, this empowers, this overpowers, the other one overpowers. Because that's the human being, a mixture of good and bad after the Chayit Eitz Hadas. Example number 5. Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph Perek Zayin, Hashem Tzilcha Yadi Minecha, King David, in Psalms, in chapter 121. That God is your shadow. What you do, God shadows you. Up there, says the Heilige Kedush Slavi in Parashas Noso from the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Yiminecha. Dehainu Kamo She'atzel Osem Hashadam Osem Kachabori Kiviyachal Osem Hashadam Osem. Same idea as Reb Chaim. That you're just like your shadow does what you do, so to Hashem does what you do. Hashem Tzilcha, God is your shadow. Same idea in the Nefesh HaChaim as in the Kedush Salevi in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. That's the tzel. That's the shadow. Example number 6. Shar Aleph Perek Yudal V'Nefesh HaChaim Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh Shanefesh Shoro Mislabish B'dam Adam. The soul encloses itself in man's blood. Tanya, chapter number 1. Nefesh achas mislabeshes bedama adam lahachios haguf. Same, kimat the same lashon. The soul is enclosed in the dam, and it gives the body life. Ki nefesh habaser bedamu. Terrific. So now we covered these ideas of our behavior here impacting Shemayim and the Nefesh being in the Dam. And now we move on to the Geder of Tefillah. Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis Perek Yud Aleph, he writes, Ki be'emes yipale eich shayich levagish l'schanin klal afonav yizbarach shemol lahasir me'olav tzaru v'yisura. How can you b'chlal daven that God should remove from you your tzar, your yisurim. Omnom tachlis hakavona tzricha shetiye rak tzorech gavoa. You should be thinking only about what Hashem wants. Gam ha-yochid al tzar rafim ein chil la-Hashem b'dover yishmokum gam kein levakish lefonav yisbaruch al godal ha-tzar shel maile bizman shadim shari b'tzar lemata. So even an individual and his tzar, even if there's no chil Hashem, person should be asking Hashem because of the tzar shel mala. If you have tzar down here, God has tzar up there, kibiyachol. So that's what you should be asking Hashem for when you're davening. It's not about you, it's about Hashem, kibiyachol. In the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, in Parshas, we really should learn more Toldos Yaakov Yosef together. It's just too awesome. In Parshas Va'era and Siman Aleph, they have a good, I think it was a Satmar Chusid, I think in Uruguay, somewhere like out there. So he put out told us Yaakov Yosef HaMavur, you know, those Hasidish HaMavurs, they, Baruch Hashem, they're coming out with more and more of them. They're awesome because they really open up, especially told us Yaakov Yosef is a difficult sefer to read. So he opens it up, makes it very clear, elucidates. So he writes in the told us Yaakov Yosef, Shemati mi mori ki tzadikai inen shluchei de matronusa. I heard from my master, from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that tzaddikim are the shlichim of the matron, and they should know, this is a Kabbalistic idea, and they should know what they're lacking here. The shechina, the matron, is lacking the shechina kadosh, and they should daven that the chisaron, what is lacking in the divine presence, should be filled. But it's not about their hana. So you want a shidduch, you want to get married, or you want your children to get married. Now, think about Hashem, but what Hashem wants. Daven for that. It's a much stronger kavana. Because to daven for your own selfish needs, that anyone can do. Atheists do that. But you want to think about Hashem, so we don't think of Hashem as being needy. But that's a very deep idea of tzorech gavoa. On some level, as we understand it, But there's some need up there that Hashem wants it also, so do it for Hashem, not for you. Ask for Hashem, not for you. In the Sefer Or Torah of the Mizritcher Magid, in Parshas Vayigash, he writes, again, same idea, ask for what they need above, not here. And the same thing with the Sefer Zosi Karan of the Chozemi Lublin. I'm not going to quote his Lashem. And it's rooted in the Zohar and the Tikkuni Zohar. So again, you see this idea in Reb Chaim, and you see it in the Chassidus Sefarim. Says Rabbeinu Chaim in Shair Beis Perik Yud Gimel, Hamagid La Beis Yosef Bazhara Beis Shebereisha Sefer Magid Meisharim Zeh Lashon Lizor Milachshor B'Shas Hatfila B'Shuma Machshav Afilu Shel Torah Mitzvos Kiyum B'Tevus Hatfila. Dok bedvarv shlom alechavin mekavonas hatevas ki beemes oimek pnimius kavonas hatfila eini tana yodea adma ki gam mashin izgala lanu ktsas kavonas hatfila me rabo seinu arishonim zal kadishay elyonin vaad achron araba kadosh isha lokim nor arizal asherifli lasas kavonas nifloim einam beerich tipa min hayam neged ome kavonas anshekinas segedol metakni hatfila shu kufchav zekenu umakam nevim lezos miwa asher amad besoid Hashem Al omek kavanaso yizbarach shema yizid derech or yishkon orish el kol teva pratis mehem. El eker b'avodis hatfila sheba'ayis sh'adam motzi mipiv kol teva mehatfila yitzar loz machshavta osa hateva b'osi osa ketsurasa. So he says, what does it mean to have kavana? Kavana doesn't just mean to think about the perish hamilim, baruch, blessed, ata, are you, or source of blessing. Melech, king, ozer, helper, Moshiach, savior, Magen, shield. No, he says more than that. He says there is so much depth. And all of the tzaddikim since Chazal, who wrote about the greatness of tefillah and the depth of tefillah, isn't even a drop in the ocean of what's really in there. We're just scratching the surface. So therefore you should think not only about the perish hamilim, but about the osios, the tzuras osios. The Alter Rebbe in Ksuvim Chelek Aleph Amud Choftes writes a very similar style to the Reb Chaim. Kishemidabek es atzmo beosios. You have to cling yourself to the actual letters, to the form of the letters. They also have kedusha. Nemtzu davek b'kadosh baruch hu v'chem b'tfila mehodu l'Hashem ad p'suim p'suket ezimre p'suket tehillim shem b'davar ha-melech b'ruach ha-kodesh v'yotzer or ad gemir ha-kol nitkan ha-idean shekinesa gadol ha-shem chag ezechai ha-malachi v'kam yem osi b'ruach ha-kodesh v'yadu ha-pikis v'ha-rizal shakolu b'seder nachon. It's, you gotta have the right seder. Kshadim spal v'lomik chol kocho afu p'shein omevim perish ha-milos v'tachlitzu afu p'chein tzarech l'asiz b'chol kocho kimiu zeh sheyavon l'tachlitzu kimi sheyodea en yodea l'tachlitzu. Even if you don't know what the words mean, you say the words in the proper order, and just the osios themselves, the words themselves have tremendous power. And the makor is in the Divrei HaBaal Shem Tov, brought in the Morei Naim, Likutim Shabbos, Ilan HaMeshir. He writes, Zed davar atzarech lo lespalim osios lo yizbarach b'ofen shiyaktish kol kolchosa v'apnimim b'osios k'mayim rabesht nishmasu v'ganeidim menuchaso al pasuk bo atav v'chol beischa ala teva. Go into the teva. What does it mean, go into the teva? Go into the teva means go into the word. Teva is an ark, but it also means go into the word. Arayin in the letters, in the words, in the holy words. You should be makrish kol kolchosa. You should weaken yourself with all your power, all your strength to go into the words. The Etzim Osios, the Etzim Amilim have tremendous kochos. That's why people ask, why do we have an established liturgy? Just get up and say from the heart what you really mean, what you really feel. They're giving me a text to say. There's an old joke, you know, it says, Nemachzer Kan Bochim, here you cry. They have to tell you, here you cry, it's not spontaneous. Make it spontaneous. The answer is that there you should daven spontaneously. You should speak to Hashem. It's terrific. But when we say our da, we daven shachas mincha meir, if you're saying the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, and that has tremendous power and potency. So you're mitzayer the osios and the milim in your mind, and you say them, and they have tremendous power. Bo al ha-teva, go into the word. Nefesh ha-chaim shar beis perek tezayin ki yadua shenefesh b'chalali klua migimu b'chinos pratim she'matzim agim b'chinos maisa dibur machshav shezeh kol ha-adam. We know that man's soul is comprised of three parts: action, speech, and thought, and that's all of man. Tanya perek dalid yesh lekol nefesh alokis shlosha levushim she'machshav dibur maisa zel b'zach. Thought, speech, and action. All the svarim are filled. Machshava dibur maisa, machshava dibur maisa. So you see this idea in Nefesh Chaim, you see this idea in Tanya. One final example for this offering, for this shir. Rabbeinu Chaim writes, "Nefesh Chaim in Shar Beis Osi Yotches V'Zeo Inyan Shechina Nizkar B'Chol Malkom Perish HaPashit Shel Shechina." He know Kvius Dira. Shechina means the establishment of living quarters, like Chazal say, "Yom Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu Olam Nisav Shilo Dira B'Tachtonim His Galus Kedushas So Bli Islapshus Levushav." That from the day God created the world, He had a taiva that He should dwell in the lower worlds, the revelation of His kedusha without the enclothing of His clothing. So what is Shechina? Kviyus Dira. He's Shochein. He's dwelling here, dwelling in this world. So that's the Nefesh HaChaim. What about Tanya? Tanya writes, I'm quoting from the 35th, 36th, and 37th chapter, Hashra says, Shechina u'gilu elukuso yizbarach v'or ein sof beiz adavar. Hashra Shechina is the revelation of godliness in the infinite light. Mudazos Ma'amarizal Shetachas Priya Se'olam Hushen Es'ava Kodesh Baruch Lios Dir B'tachtonim. Same idea. God had a desire, He had a taiva kaviyochel to dwell down below. Olam Ritzon Lio B'tzbaruch Lios Lo Dir B'tachtonim. Chabad Chassidus, they're very stark with this. Dir B'tachtonim, Dir B'tachtonim. That's what we want Hashem to dwell down here. We want the world to go out of its tumah, to be elevated to kedusha, to be a merkava, to be a chariot for Hashem in the revelation of His glory, and all of the flesh should see together, and He should appear on them with the splendor of the greatness of His strength, and the earth should be filled with the glory of God, and the Jewish people should see with their very eyes, just like at Matan Torah, that God dwells amongst us. These are incredible ideas we see both in Chassidus Sfarim, particularly Sifrei Chabad, and the Nefesh HaChaim. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, hopefully we'll discuss parallels in Achdus Hashem, Kiyum Mitzvos Befoal, Torah, and it's just unbelievable. What do I say? I say, Oysa Shalom Bimroim of Uyasa Shalom Aleinu Val Kol Yisrael. Hashem makes Shalom above, Hashem makes Shalom below, so Baruch Hashem, we made some much needed Shalom between Reb Chaim, between the Olam HaMisnagdi, Misnagdim, the great Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, Shalom between him and Tanya and Chassidus, Chabad, and hopefully, unfortunately, what we see today is not only are there Misnagdim to Chassidim and Chassidim or Misnagdim to Misnagdim, but we see in Chassiduyos, Rachmana Litzlan, how much machlokas there is in some Chassiduyos. It's just mavil al Arayan. Ein Baal Shem Tov. There was only one Baal Shem Tov, and so many groups splintered from this Baal Shem Tov, and not always with love and peace, unfortunately, for those who know a little bit of the history of Chassidus, and unfortunately, until this very day, as we are in the towards the end of Teves, in the year 2021, Lemenyanam, that unfortunately we see so much machlokes. So just like we're making shalom between Chassidim and Misnagdim, we should zocha that the Chassidim should make shalom among themselves, And where there's machlok, it's there. And the misnagdim, there's also, unfortunately, machlok is there sometimes. And we should all learn to, just as Rodney King says in famous case in Los Angeles some time back, why can't we all just get along? There were riots and stuff. So that's what I say. Why can't we all just get along? So that's my tefillah. So I'm sure that you're mitzdarif to my tefillah. And we should be zocha b'karov to see shalom ba'olam. And be as Mashiach Tzidkenu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening.